When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Petals on the pool drifting. Imagine these in one pair of eyes. And this is my beloved. Strange spice from the south. Honey through the comb sifting. Imagine these on one eager mouth. And this is my beloved. And when he speaks and when he talks to me, music, mystery. And when he moves and when he walks with me, paradise comes suddenly near. All that can stun, all that's for the heart's lifting. Imagine these in one perfect one. And this is my beloved. And this is my beloved. Talks to me, music, oh yes, mystery. And when he moves and when he walks with me, paradise comes suddenly near. All that can stir, all that can stun, all that's for the heart's lifting. Imagine these in one perfect one. And this is my beloved. And this is my
This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM WPPB Peconic Public Broadcasting. And that lilting voice was none other than Etta Jones singing one of the most beloved songs from one of the most beloved Broadway scores of all time, and that's Kismet, 1953 musical set in Baghdad. One of the songs says, Baghdad, you must investigate Baghdad. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. So today's episode of Broadway to Main Street takes us all the way to the various bazaars and wazirs of Baghdad. And we're going to spend the whole afternoon listening to various variations on the score to Kismet. Now, Kismet's not a show that's revived very often, but in its day, it opened in 1953, it was covered by absolutely everybody. I mean, it had an incredible wealth of songs that just dominated the pop charts, and they become standards. You just never really see the show itself. So let's go all the way back And the roots to Kismet are actually in the middle of the 19th century, where a Russian composer named Alexander Borodin had written several wonderful romantic symphonies and string quartets and opera music and ballet music. And one of them became very famous, the Polovetsian Dances from Prince Igor. And this is the kind of thing I remember growing up that John Williams, a British actor, used to host and say, now you can buy the recording of 100 great classical melodies, including Alexander Borodin's Polovetsian Dances No. 2. Anyway, so this is the source music for Kismet, which was wonderfully repurposed by a very talented group of guys, two guys who had tried doing this before with other shows, Song of Norway, named Robert Wright and George Forrest. But let us go back to one of those very same Polovetsian dances by Borodin from Prince Igor, and it'll give you a sense of how dramatic and wonderful and inspiring his music was for a Broadway musical. Okay, over to you, Alexander. So that was the original Borodin music that inspired the writers of Kismet. Kismet is based on a play, I think from about 1915, I want to say, by a British playwright named, wait for it, Edward Knobloch. And I have actually have an Edward Knobloch anecdote for you, but remind me, I'll tell you later in the show. So let us go to Kismet itself, which starred the incomparable Alfred Drake at the height of his powers, and Doretto Morrow as a beggar masquerading as a poet, and his beautiful daughter in the streets of Baghdad. So here is his opening number. Rhymes have I, the wonderful Alfred Drake.
Of iambic and a tittle of trochaic, added to a small amount of onomatopoeia, lays that sing with rhymes have I, who plays that ring like chimes have I. like money makes you sunny. Spicy rhymes like virtue can hurt you. Learned rhymes, the camel's a mammal, and others very various on matters multifarious like bid, shid, banus, loose, stairs, prayers, musk, kiosk, minaret, and parapet, and many more that I'll beget betimes. Rhymes have I, rhymes have I, I have rhymes.
Rhymes, my rhymes, two rhymes, as he rhymes, right rhymes, you rhymes, as he. Thoughtful rhymes.
Like learning leads to earning.
Truthful rhymes.
Like drinking stops your thinking.
Healthful rhymes.
Like sinning is thinning. And others miscellaneous on matters more extraneous.
Like crutch.
Clutch.
Look.
Hook.
Vagrant.
Fragrant.
Dervish.
Curvish.
Horn.
One.
Caravan.
Afghanistan.
Dromedary.
Very hairy.
Very hairy.
Very sorry. Songs of sense and pertinence in reference to all events and climes. Rhymes have I. Rhymes has she.
Rhymes has he.
Rhymes have we. Rhymes have we. We have rhymes.
And rhymes have the show's adapters, Robert Wright and George Forrest, who brilliantly repurposed this 19th century Russian music by Alexander Borodin. Wonderful rhymes in that song. I mean, these guys really, really went to the top shelf. Wonderful show. Okay, so today's Kismet. And let us go back again to Borodin and see how skillfully Wright and Forrest and their book writer, Charles Lederer and Luther Davis, adapted this music into stuff that's very deep and interesting and operetta-like and still makes wonderful show music. So we're going to have the original Borodin from a string quartet, number two. Hang in there. Classical music may not be your forte, but if you hang in there, you'll recognize a wonderful tune. And then we'll hear an unforgettable pop version of it, and then a jazz interpolation. But let's go back to the main man, Mr. Borodin, and his string quartet number 2 in D major.
Thank you.
That was the incomparable pianist Bill Evans playing a jewel of a version of Baubles, Bangles, and Beads from Kismet, and that's a show we're celebrating today. Before that, you heard another just moving dynamite version. That was Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim from the first album they made together for me, a total Desert Island disc, both of them in the groove. And we can see in this wonderful examination of Kismet, you take this 19th century Russian music from a string quartet or an obscure opera, and then it gets transposed to Broadway, where it becomes a huge commercial hit, and it's such good music and so lyrical that people as far-flung as Jobim can do a bossa nova version of it, Bill Evans can do it in the Village Vanguard, etc. All right, we're going to go back to Borodin one more time. I promise, if classical music is not your bag, just hang on. This is another Polovetsian dance, and it gives us the melody for probably the biggest hit to derive from the wonderful Middle Eastern miasma of Kismet.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, oh, lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face and I ascended. commonplace into the rare somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no more.
Well, you all know who that is. That's, of course, Tony Bennett. Now, Tony Bennett made a cover recording of Stranger in Paradise before the show opened, and this proved to be felicitous. It proved to be kismet, because there was a newspaper strike when Kismet opened, and it was many, many weeks before the newspapers reviewed it. But in the meantime, Bennett's song got in there, went to the top of the charts, and it convinced people to check out this new show called Kismet. So there you go. Now, if you haven't had enough of Tony Bennett, here is Sammy Davis channeling Tony Bennett, believe it or not, and then Billy Eckstein for his own version of Stranger in Paradise. So here is the incredibly talented Sammy Davis Jr.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's the danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face. Am I ascended out of the commonplace into the somewhere in space? I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer the fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to a stranger in paradise and tell her that she needs no more.
There's a performer who gives you your money's worth. You not only get Sammy Davis, he gives you Tony Bennett and Billy Eckstein. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're wending our way to Baghdad, the Fertile Crescent, for a fertile score of hits called Kismet. Now, Kismet was remade on Broadway in a production in the 70s called Timbuktu, which we set it in Africa, and then there's a Yiddish version of Kismet called Beshert. Now, I'm only kidding about the last one, but the first one is actually true. It just spawned so many revivals in its day and pop covers. But let's go back to the actual show, which is what we call a big sing show. A lot of great music in that. Here's a song about the Caliph, the young man, the romantic lead, played originally by Richard Kiley. And Louis Adrian is going to tell us that he's in love.
See him smiling, hear him humming, he's in love. Joyful, jaunty, dreaming, dazzled, he's in love. Stars have invaded his eyes, silver bells in his voice sing a hymn to the her he dreams of. Watch him wooing, purring, cooing, he's a god. Sighing, noting, flying, floating, high above. Though you're suspecting it's April affecting him so, no, can't be, not him, not he. He's in love and it's really love because I'm in love and I know.
Feel as if you've heard that song before. That was indeed based on one of the barding pieces I played at the top of the program. Kismet has a very complicated plot. I can't even begin to encapsulate it. But needless to say, at a certain point in the score, in the show, Alfred Drake plays a wily poet who gets a case of mistaken identity, gets brought to the court of the wazir, and they're going to amputate his hand. Can you imagine that? This is a version of his plea to keep his hand attached to his wrist, performed not by Alfred Drake, but I think a kind of an amazing, odd pop recording with a lot of good Broadway backup by my good pal, Sammy Davis Jr., who will teach us the advantages of learning to gesticulate.
The things a merciful and clement wazir must endure, how surely one can tell the expert from the amateur.
Dear hand, deft hand, clever and facile extremity, fond companion to me from my birth. Sweet hand, swift hand, spinner of fable and fantasy, faithful friend of my art, would they rend us apart leaving no finger or fist there, but just the hint of a wrist there. Where then my spirited wit, my mechanical charm, am I fated to sit with an elbow and arm and no digits to top them off?
If they lop them off.
Well said a plea as ever moved a man to shed a tear.
Well said, but not well said enough if we know our wazir.
Wait, gentlemen. Please allow me to demonstrate.
When you tell a story, amorous or gory, you can tell it best if you just stick you late. Suppose the mighty Sinbad meets a gent who's been bad. They will guess the rest if you just stick you late. For a tongue is a tongue and a lung with a heart that can shout a sing. Without the gesture, nothing.
Nothing.
Should Scheherazade ungulate her body, that can be expressed if you just can be assessed if you just she'll be undressed if you just stick you late.
If I tell you I was walking by the sea and found a genie in a bottle, that's trite.
Trite, for practically everyone has seen a genie someone had to throttle in a bottle.
Right, but if I say the bottle was so teeny,
so teeny,
and so was a genie,
so was a genie,
until with trembling hand I pulled the cork and threw the jug and covered up my eyes, and the smoke began to curl, and the smoke began to swirl, and it swirled, and it curled, and it curled, and it swirled, as high as it did fly, till it was so high,
so high,
and so was a genie,
so was a genie,
and two great arms reached down, and lifted me up,
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 into the sky.
So high, so high.
And we did fly, the genie and I. We did sail. Is this a tale?
This is a tale.
Are you convinced?
We are convinced.
You see.
See.
Put the facile finger. Listeners will linger. They will be impressed if you just applaud with zest if you just. If it's a question of a story. Gaudy. Sinbad. In bed. Bottle of smoke. Genie. Arms fly. High sigh. High state. Reiterate,
gesticulate
with the
your hand.
Give Sammy Davis Jr. a hand for that. Well, if you look at the score of Kismet, you might say, that's enough. Great songs. You got my money's worth. I couldn't be happier. But there's more. But yes, there's more. A beautiful song originally sung by Richard Kiley, anticipating the night he gets married to his beloved. We'll hear a fantastic, upbeat rendition by a great pop singer who's being rediscovered again, Marilyn May, Night of My Nights.
Play on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Play with appropriate passion. Fashion songs of delight and delicious desire. For the night of my night. Come where the so well-beloved is waiting. Where the rose and the jasmine mingle. While I tell him the moon is for mating. And it is sin to be single. Let peacocks and monkeys and purple adornments show him the way to my bridal chamber. Then get you gone till the morn of my mornings, after the night of my nights. Tis the night of my nights. La da 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 da. Come where the so well beloved is waiting, where the rose and the jasmine mingle, while I tell him the moon is for mating, and 'tis sin to be single. And monkeys in purple adornings show him the way to my bridal chamber. Then get you gone till the morn of my mornings, after the night of my nights. 'Tis the night of my nights. This is the night of my nights. Play on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre.
Thank you.
Wow. The magical lyrical touch of pianist Sir Roland Hanna. Who could imagine that he did this song from Kismet? Beautiful version of Night of My Night, sort of Borodin by Tin Pan Alley by Satie. Okay, so Kismet, is it getting even better? Yes, it gets even better. This is, I say, maybe the 11th hour. Big song. This is a quartet. We heard it sung as a solo earlier in the program. But here, an incredibly complex work towards the end of the show is Alfred Drake. Doretta Morrow, Richard Kiley starting his career in the show, and Henry Calvin singing, "And This Is My Beloved." Doretta Morrow, Knocking 'Em Dead on Kismet, the show we're celebrating today. What a great song. So lyrical, so beautiful. I said earlier in the program I would tell you my Edward Knobloch anecdote, and luckily, thanks to Kyle Lynch, we have a little bit of time to let you have it. Well, Edward Knobloch was, I would let us say charitably, a second-rate playwright in England in the 20s and 30s. And he was having lunch one day with John Gielgud, who was famous for what they say, dropping bricks, making a faux pas, saying something, you know, embarrassing. And he was eating lunch with Edward Knobloch in the Ivy, famous theatrical restaurant. And somebody walked in and John Gielgud rolled his eyes and said, "Oh, that man, he's such a dullard. He's even more boring than that wretched Eddie Knobloch." And he looked at Eddie Knobloch and said, "I mean, of course, the other Eddie Knobloch." Well, Eddie Knobloch gave us Kismet, and Kismet gave us one of the richest and most interesting and varied scores. Unfortunately, we don't see it very much, but we can hear and enjoy the music. So here is Alfred Drake reprising one of his great roles as Haji, about a decade after it had originally opened for the New York State Theater. And he's going to join us in rescuing Kismet from the sands of time. Over to Alfred Drake.
Play on the cymbal, the timbal, the lyre. Play with appropriate passion. Fashion songs of delight and delicious desire for the night of their nights.
Come where the sower beloved is waiting,
where the rose and the jasmine mingle.
When I tell her the moon is for mating,
and 'tis sin to be single.
The night of my nights.
Princess, come, princess, go. An hour of pomp and show. They know, princess, come and over the sands and over the sands of time they go. Wise men come, ever promising the riddle of life to know. Wise men come, sons, the silent sons of time, they go. Lovers come, lovers go, and all that there is to know.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.